Welcome to the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast, where each week, Samantha Johnston, brand developer to the creative and confused, and Nicole Hoagland, small biz and confidence coach to the creatives, are having entrepreneurs share their real stories and tips about their honest and authentic success in business and how they have been able to lead boldly by being themselves. They are creating a movement to show you how to create your own version of success and empower you to be beautifully bold in your business.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this mini episode of the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Samantha.
And today we are talking all about your mindset. So basically, when we are talking about your mindset, it's really the established set of attitudes that you hold dear to your heart. These can be your limiting beliefs, assumptions, and interpretations that can impact how you actually see the world and also incentivize you to actually create something powerful. So when mindset happens, normally we think about it in a negative way or a positive way. So your mindset's either negative around something or positive around something. And while that's true, what you really want to actually shift your mindset towards is a growth-oriented mindset, where you're actually seeing progress and seeing the opportunities that can happen instead of just seeing the things that may limit you. And most of the time, these things are called limiting beliefs. And one of the ways that I like to explain to people on how you really can change your mindset is to give examples, because that's the best way to tell people, you know, how mindset works and how shifting your mindset can actually be for the better. So for this episode, me and Samantha are really going to give some examples about how we've been able to shift our mindset from one that maybe limited us in the past to actually seeing a different perspective and really being that growth-oriented, seeing opportunities, seeing collaborations type mindset that we all really want to strive for. So I'm going to let Samantha go first, and then I'm going to go after her.
So I know that we talked a lot about Jessica Rasdell last week. We talked about her in our mini episode, and we had her interview air last Thursday. And really, for me, my most recent mindset shift happened because of Jessica again. And it was what she talked about at Savvy. And she said, I want you to think about something that you view as a weakness and turn it into a strength statement. And it took really trying to think of what is it, you know, what's the story? What are the things that I view as something that's holding me back or limiting me? And how can I turn that around? And the thing that came to mind for me was the fact that I am self-taught. I am not a college graduate. I went to college. I took some courses. It really wasn't the path for me. And I struggled with it for the longest time. My sister actually at one point said, you know what? Why do you keep trying to finish college? Why do you keep putting yourself out there and doing this when it just doesn't, maybe it's not for you. Maybe, you know, college isn't for everybody. And I said, and I stepped back and I took a break from it. And then hearing Jessica speak about looking at what it is that makes something that I view a weakness an actual strength. And I finally, it clicked. And for me, what it was the sheer fact of the way I talk about things. I want to be an out-of-box thinker. I want to bring a different perspective to the people that I work with. And that's what I'm able to do by not being conformed by the teachings that some people would get in college. There's a lot of stringent structure that happens. And for me, I didn't go through all of it. So I'm a little bit more carefree and freestyle in the way that I do things. And it's because I didn't continue through college. I've kind of learned my own way of doing things. And so being able to change that mindset around it and not see it as something that limits me or holds me back or makes me less worthy than others who have completed college has enabled me to actually see my worth more and most recently send out the largest quote I've ever sent out and in 7 minutes get a yes, which was a huge celebration for me. But it's amazing when you actually change your mindset and start thinking about things in a different way, you come at it with a different amount of confidence and really enable yourself to reach higher levels.
I love your answer because it's refreshing because that type of mindset can limit so many people. And you are so open and willing to share that because it is a strength for you. There is no weakness around it. And being able to give different perspectives than someone who may be of, you know, college mind might not necessarily be able to see everything that you can see all the different creativity that's out there and not necessarily be so restricted by that structure. But within that, you've also been able to create the structure that works for you, as opposed to the structure that's kind of imposed upon everyone that has that college background.
Yes, definitely. And I think that in some aspects, it has been a hindrance because of the structure, and I've had to learn the structure. So it's taken me a little bit longer to figure some things out in that respect. But overall, I've been able to figure out what works best for me versus starting out with a structure that somebody else says is what you should do or have to do and have it not work and try to continually fit it into this, fit myself and what I do into a box. I didn't start out that way. There was no box. And I think that that's enabled me to really make things exactly the way that I want them to be.
Yeah. And you're not necessarily creating a box now per se. You're actually creating whatever shape you want it to be, because that's truly where you're coming from.
Maybe a pyramid there, because yeah, we got to be three-dimensional here. Box is not flat. So what is yours? I want to hear from you now.
So I actually have two, and they are actually both imposed by going to college, which is actually pretty funny. So my first one actually was when I first started my business, and I really thought that I needed to be at my computer from 9 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock at night in order to see success. I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I knew that if I was at my computer from 9 to 5, that's where my mind was thinking success was going to be for me. And my version of success is different than, it's not really tied to money, even though money is a factor that I would like to be making in my business. So really sitting down and like working 9 to 5, I've never been good at that. Like even in my corporate jobs, like there would be times when all I wanted to do was take a nap. And I realized probably about 3 or 4 months ago that that 9 to 5 mindset was not helping me at all in my business. It was actually keeping me from doing things that I wanted to do. And what I actually did was I shifted my mindset and I said, okay, well, if I actually wanted to be successful, how does that look? How does my day look in order to set myself up for success? And working from 9 to 5 was not my answer. My answer actually was working from 7 to 10, taking a break, coming back, doing something that I enjoyed from about 1 o'clock to about 4 o'clock, and then literally shutting down for the day and not putting pressure on myself to come back and work, because I'm one of those people where I will work myself to the bone if I don't give myself those boundaries. And creating that type of quote unquote box for myself has really helped me to have a ton of success in my business, because it really gives me the opportunity to have that freedom and flexibility, but also have that structure that I also really like. And that mindset shift has really also helped me see that I don't have to do everything the way that everyone else does. Brings me to my second mindset shift. Okay, so my second mindset shift happened when not necessarily when I first started out with my business, but probably about 3 months in, I realized that I wasn't seeing the results I wanted to with clients. I created these awesome packages and I was really proud of them, and I was charging what I wanted to be charging because, you know, as a coach, we really shouldn't be undercharging ourselves. So I was charging what I thought I needed to. And I had a wonderful coach at the time named Diane McCutcheon, and she really challenged my mindset around that. And she's like, well, why are you creating these packages? Why do you have them? And I realized it's because I was learning from my program that this is what they think success would be deemed for a coaching practice. And to me, I was never comfortable with it. I just created it because they told me to create it. And I was kind of working it to the bone because I didn't know that this is not what I wanted. And once I actually realized that that was actually limiting me, that mindset of you have to have 3 months, 6 months, and 12-month coaching package, and if you don't have those, then you're not going to be successful, that to me was limiting me in this box to actually finding my tribe, finding the clients that I wanted to work with. So once I actually figured that out, I literally like took all of my packages down, figured out that what felt good for me was the name your own price package, and really just started promoting that. And that's where I started seeing the positive. I started seeing the growth that I wanted to see. And that's what keeps me going now, because I know that whatever my limiting beliefs are, I can totally change them whenever I want. And that's really where, if you are limited in some way or you feel like there's a resistance, lean into that and see where that's coming from, and then see it from another perspective. See it from the perspective that actually has you winning all the time. And then that's where those positive, awesome, aha, growth-oriented mindset shifts will happen for you.
I feel like the second shift that you had is a very common one. Mm-hmm. Whether it's that we've set our prices higher than we feel comfortable, or we've set them so low that we're unsure of it. Either way, we're uneasy about it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's one of the things that as new entrepreneurs, we really have to get past. I had something very similar when I took the pivot to adding coaching to what I do and becoming a coach. I was unofficially mentored by another coach. And one of the things that I had gotten from it was I should charge no less than $1,000 a month. What that led to was very unsuccessful discovery calls on any of the ones that I had, because I didn't feel comfortable saying my investment is $1,000. And I was being given scripts of how to close calls and all sorts of things that weren't natural to me. And I think that that's the biggest thing that we all need to do for ourselves, is to do what feels right for you and to define what that is and to define what your success is as well. Because for some people, charging $1,000 a month is fine and they're happy doing it and it feels good to them. Great. Go forth and do that. But for me, it didn't. And it took actually having a discovery call with Raina. Raina was my first coach. And she said the same thing. She said, if that doesn't feel right to you, then what does? And why aren't you charging that instead? And then she challenged me to talk to three people. She said, just go and see if you can find three people for discovery calls. And what I ended up doing was I set my price at something that felt right to me. And it was way lower than anybody that I know would do it for. It was $150 a month. I'm going to be flat out honest. It was way cheap. But I was new to coaching and I was really unsure of my capabilities as a coach. And these were going to be my first clients. I didn't want to charge more than I thought I was worth because I didn't know how much I was worth at that point. And I had to have the mindset change in order to get to that point and to get the confidence and the clarity and figure out what my worth was and then adjust my prices accordingly. I charge more than that now, but back then that's what felt right. And it enabled me in that time frame to actually have 15 discovery calls, which I threw the structure of discovery calls out the window and just started having a conversation with people and enjoying myself and allowing them to see me and me to get to know them, and which is really what discovery calls are all about. And when that happened and I was able to be more natural, I signed 8 clients. I mean, Raina challenged me to 3. I had 15 calls and 8 clients. I mean, it was amazing. I turned around and hired the woman because that more than paid the bill to hire her. But it took that simple question of, if that doesn't feel good to you, why are you doing it? And I feel like that's just one that we all struggle with, is the shoulds. Like you always say, we need to stop shoulding on ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I think that that mindset needs to change. Stop with the shoulds and start asking yourself what feels right.
Yeah. And it's being comfortable with the journey of discovering what feels right to you, because sometimes you don't know why it doesn't feel right and you don't know what's going to actually feel good for you. But it's being okay with, okay, well, let me figure this out then. Let me at least do this or charge that, or, you know, go forward one little step and see what happens and then see what feels good from there, and keep seeing those feel good moments. Because as you build the feel goods, the shoulds and the coulds and the musts will fall away, because you're really then standing in your own power and seeing what you're actually able to do, regardless of what those limiting beliefs had holding you back.
Yes, I agree. And that's just it. You can't start with what everybody says you should be doing. You have to start with what feels right now and figure out what feels right ultimately. And then you kind of settle in there. So just trial and error and move forward and stop limiting yourself or trying to put yourself in a box that you don't fit in because somebody else says that's where you should be.
And also, one last piece of advice before we get off this is just be comfortable with the change. Just because it feels good today doesn't mean it's going to feel good tomorrow. And if you have those mindset shifts in 24 hours and realize that you're undercharging, charge more tomorrow. It's really going to make an impact that you won't see. And if you're charging a lot today and tomorrow you figure out that that's way more than you're comfortable with, guess what? That uncomfortability is going to follow you. So charge what you know you can actually bring to the table with. And honestly, it's just going to grow from there. You're going to be able to charge more as time goes on, because that's going to be what feels good for you months from now.
Exactly. You have to be able to be comfortable with the change, the flexibility. I mean, that's the whole joy of being your own boss, of running your own business, is the fact that you can make those changes. You just need to be okay with making the changes.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this mini episode. You can get all of the show notes and resources from this episode at beautifullyboldpodcast.com and continue the conversation with us this week in the Beautifully Bold Facebook group, which you can just go to beautifullyboldpodcast.com/Facebook. We will talk to you guys later. Have a great day.
Bye, guys.
Let's get you leading beautifully and boldly in your life and business. Head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for more information about this episode, show notes, and resources on how to be beautifully bold in your business. There you can also learn more about the two beautiful women behind the movement. If you liked what you heard today, then head on over to iTunes and leave Nicole and Samantha a review. It's the little things that can have a huge impact, and your review would mean so much to them. This music is provided by bensound.com.